Now, officially, I welcome you to the Chart Station, where we discuss matters of the heart. So yesterday, we had this conversation that I promised that I was going to bring back on the show, just in case you were unable to be part of it. So we'll be talking about it for the first 30 minutes, and then we get into the day's topic. So yesterday, we were talking about marriage proposal, and I got this text here that reads, "Hello, Ada. I listened to your show last week, and you talked about the girl that's been with a certain guy for 8 years without him proposing. I am in the same situation. I've been with my partner for 4 years now, and he hasn't proposed marriage yet. I keep dropping hints, but he doesn't seem to be picking up on them. And he's very well to do. Should I propose to him?" So I'm asking, if you were in her shoes, what would you do? And also, men in the house, what's your take on women proposing? Ladies in the house, can you propose to a man? Do you think it's right for women to propose to know their stand? I mean, it's if a guy is going to be with you, of course he's going to say yes. But for him to say no, obviously, you're not the one. So do you think women should start making the move so as to know where they stand in a man's heart? Let's have this conversation. Of course, we'll be having it when we get back. And later on, we'll be talking about heartbreak as someone reached out asking for help. But hey, we'll discuss yesterday's topic first before we get into the day's topic. Thank you very much for always being on the other side of the radio. And I have to thank you again for being with your radio girlfriend. I know you'll be with me until 2 o'clock. Let's listen to a song by Omawumi. This one is In The Music. Good morning. Welcome to the Chart Station. On Instagram, Daddy Freeze is at Daddy Freeze. And I am at Adablezy. Adablezy. Welcome.
This is Soul Therapy with your radio girlfriend.
Okay, good morning to you. Welcome. It is 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is the Soul Therapy segment on the Chart Station. I go by the name Adele Blessing, your radio girlfriend. And of course, I am not alone in the studio this beautiful Thursday morning. I have with me Mr. Dennis Jimmy. How are you doing, by the way?
Good morning, Ada. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good to see you.
Yeah, nice seeing you too.
Mm-hmm.
What's been happening?
There's a short film I was actually watching before I came into the studio.
Okay.
And I come to realize that this life, there's a whole lot going on.
What do you mean by that?
Like, you can't tell what's in the mind of people.
Oh, absolutely.
Until those people reveal themselves out.
Mm.
And talking about the short film, this young guy was trying to mind his business. And a young lady was like, "Oh, I'm in love with you. And the young man was also in love, but was trying to be careful.
Okay.
So, fast forward, there was the day this young man was called, like, to be confirmed, like, "Do you love this girl?" And he said, "Yes, I love this girl." And they turned to the young lady. "Young lady, do you love this man?" Do you know what she said? "So, I don't know what you're talking about."
Wow.
Like,
but it happens though. You can actually be with someone and you're confused about how you feel for them.
Me, I'm even watching.
Mm-hmm.
You know this kind of expression, like, "Wow." But you were the one in the first place who said you love this guy. And now you're saying you don't know what he's talking about.
I'm not trying to make an excuse for her, but then again, feelings do change. You can actually love someone from the beginning. I am serious. You can be in love with someone from the onset, and then along the line, you're just feeling different about the whole thing.
It's really unfair.
Anyway. Of course, no one said it's a fair game, but hey, it happens. I've been there before, where I was madly in love with someone, and then a year or two later, I just got confused. Not like I changed. I got confused about the whole thing. You know, love is like a plant. You have to water it. When it's not being watered, gradually it will start dying. I'm serious. And I was just, I think, I just dropped the text with someone on WhatsApp, a friend of mine. We're talking about something, and I just told her love is not enough. Sometimes, you can actually love someone, and then if they're not giving you the same energy, the same vibe,
okay,
it might just fade along the way.
Yeah.
And also, someone might actually be loving you right in his own way. But it's not the way you want to be loved.
Mm. But it's actually, you can actually help him or her by
what
telling.
What if you tell the person
and it's not
and the person
responded.
Is, you know, not adhering to your own bit of the game. Person is like, I'm doing my possible best, this is all I can offer, and all he's offering to you is not what you want. He wants a different approach to loving you. So there's things to happen.
So the best way is just to
what? Like, at least she was honest about everything.
But not, you should have done that in the past. You know, for example, now you and I in secret, I said I love you, you say you love me back, and when we are called in public to declare, imagine you now say you don't know what I'm talking about.
Like, I know it's hurting, but
yeah,
sometimes some people don't really have the guts to own up to their feelings and just express themselves before people.
Not me, I just faint.
we all pray never to find ourselves there. It's actually not.
It's not. It's
actually not a good feel
at all. Right. It's really not.
All right. At least you had time to see a movie. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It was even premiered today. No, yesterday. It was premiered. So it was a new movie. I was anticipating.
You were anticipating for it?
Yeah. To literally watch it.
Netflix?
No, on YouTube.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I don't know if you've come across it.
I can't even remember the last time I just visited Netflix.
Oh. All right.
Okay. It's good to have you here, finally.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting stuff right here. So welcome to the show, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I go by the name Ada Blessing, your radio girlfriend. And I did say that we'll be talking about what we discussed yesterday. I promise to bring it back, I think, for about 30 minutes. So I give you the opportunity to be part of the show, just in case you were unable to get across yesterday. So yesterday we talked about marriage proposal. Recall that sometime last week we talked about the lady who complained of being with a guy for 8 years, and it's not seeming like the guy is going to pop the question anytime soon. And hey, her biological clock is ticking. She was like, what do I do? Do I still wait? Do I give him another year? Or do I just end everything? But bear in mind, I've spent 8 years of my life with this guy, so please, what do I do? So someone was listening, and then she reached out saying, hey, Ada, I listened to your show last week and you talked about this girl that's been with a certain guy for 8 years without him proposing. Well, I am in the same situation. I've been with my partner for 4 years now, but he hasn't proposed the marriage yet. I keep dropping hints, but he doesn't seem to be picking up on them. Also, he's very well-to-do. Should I propose to him? Yesterday, Dennis and I, we promised that we're going to give our take on the subject today. And of course, we'll definitely do that before we get into the day's topic. But we were asking, if you were in her shoes, what would you do? Men in the house, what's your take on women proposing? And beautiful ladies listening, can you propose to your man? What's your take on women proposing? Do you think it comes as them being desperate, or you think it's something that they should start doing so as to know where they stand in a man's heart? I mean, if you propose to a man that seriously wants to end up with you, of course he's going to say yes, right? Okay, I didn't do it on time. She's the one doing it, but hey, there's nothing to lose. She's the one I want to marry, so I'll just take the ring and we keep it moving. But if you're not the one, it's going to be like, why rush? No, please, no. Do you think women should start doing that to know where they stand, to know how a guy truly feels towards them? Let's have this conversation. The studio line is 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. And the WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. And ladies, the number to dial is 014-657-190. 014-657-190. with 28 minutes gone past 12. I think it's time for us to talk. Hello.
Oh.
Hi. Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning.
Moyo, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm good. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Moyo.
Yeah. I'm sorry. What I should just say about the topic?
Please, you have to speak up.
Yeah?
Moyo, go ahead.
I said, what I said is that I'll speak to myself again.
Okay.
I will not do that. I will not propose to a guy.
You won't propose to a guy?
Yes.
Ah. So how are you going to know if you're the one?
Yeah, I've not been in that situation before. So I've never been in that situation.
Okay.
Because I have my reasons.
You have your reasons. Somebody. Let's know. Yeah. I mean, we're here to learn.
There's a girl in my area that she was living as a couple with a man.
They weren't married?
They're not married.
Okay.
They're just dating. Mm. They're living as a couple together.
Okay.
Along the line, I don't know about Michelle. There was sitting on a lady, and she was in love.
Aww.
I think she was the one that is paying everything in the house. According to what you said, though.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh dear.
So I think they have been dating for more than 7 or 6. So I can't remember again. Along the line. They're no more again.
Oh dear. So sad.
So she was not telling the story. I can't even pack my load and go and stay with the guy. I will not marry him or anything.
That's quite different. That's both of them cohabiting. We're not talking about cohabitation tonight. We're talking about proposal.
That's what I'm saying. What I want to bring out to. She said she won't get to propose to her. You understand? Because she was in love with him.
Oh, dear.
She said because age is not a normal. Age is I think she was dead or something. She didn't want to. She was all alive. That guy.
I get.
So, along the line, the guy didn't propose to her. She wants to propose to the lady, the guy.
Uh-huh.
I don't really help her. Just me. I'm a very vocal person. I don't know.
It's all right, Moya.
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you.
So she was not telling. I cannot do it. She was like, if you're in love, you do it. I cannot do it. I can't even try this. I've not had that kind of experience in my life, and I don't have that kind of experience.
All right then.
In my life.
It's okay.
So along the line, there's no more again.
Oh, she finally moved on. Okay, interesting.
Yeah, it's not easy like that,
of course, no one says it's gonna be easy. Okay, Moya, thanks for sharing.
Sometimes.
Okay, thanks for sharing though. I get that feeling like it's actually not a good sport, but then things happen. Like I'll say, life happens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hello.
Hello, ma.
Hi, communicate to Google.
I just finished eating celebrity soup now to help my health. Are you yourself? They try you.
Oh my goodness.
And
okay, communicate to Google.
8 o'clock tomorrow morning, this morning.
You finished to eat pepper soup.
Where you get for my farm,
wait,
for my backyard farm?
Snail pepper soup. You can't, they call me.
Snail pepper soup is.
They tell me. Wait.
Hypertension.
What's your goal? What do you want to achieve now with that news where you give me?
No, I just want to tell you something. I need to help me to wake up. I can't ask you how you try.
You can't remind me, say you chop. Me, make Sakpa, they catch me for studio.
Don't worry. They day when I go call off party, I go come.
Okay,
it's... They give gift.
Yeah.
They
put
it under the fridge.
Okay, no problem.
Last year. I never talk anything. No, Ala.
We...
Ada?
Yes, comrade.
Concerning today's matter.
Yes, please.
Let me now quote the Bible for the first time. I never hear any woman in the Bible proposing to a man. One man challenged me yesterday.
Tell me wait. Where you see say man propose to woman for Bible?
I never see a woman propose to a man.
Where you see man go kneel down, carry ring, ask woman, say you go marry me?
Okay, Ada. Okay, wait. The minute I talk my open before my phone go die, no light.
Okay.
What I want to hear is say, you see that woman, that lady will provide this case, eh? Hello?
Yes, hello, we can hear you.
She's supposed to have psychologically noticed whether this man will marry him or not. I told you, there are some relationships that are for friendship. There are some relationships that are for the Drazini and the Mr. Beavis. and a relationship that will lead to marriage. She's supposed to know now. Yes.
Okay, Comrade Ikechukwu, thank you very much for calling. Thanks for your awesome contribution. And thanks for cracking me up. I don't know. Comrade Ikechukwu, you just have a way of doing it. Whenever you just call the radio station, you just say something to just make everyone smile. It's actually a good thing. Keep it up. But please, sometimes don't be reminding us, especially me, that you just finished having snow pepper soup. Don't even know if I took just water. If I'm trying to watch my weeds, now you want to send me back to where I'm coming from. Comrade. But it's all good. I mean, enjoy life while you are alive. How do they even say it? Chop life before life chop you, I mean.
Yeah, so.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Good evening.
Good morning.
Yeah, what I want to advise my...
Asibe, you have to speak up.
Yeah, I say what I want to advise my daughter is that women or girls should be patient with themselves.
Okay.
If you, in thinking about settling down with a man that might not be ready, you should use it to accumulate wealth. Wealth make women happy than just physical man. And for a woman to propose to a man, the Bible says, he that findeth the wife findeth favor. That means God will favor the man to take care of her as a queen. God address women as queens. He doesn't even want women to be slaves under a man, whether they give birth or not. Look at Sarah.
Asibe, I understand you.
Hello?
But then, hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
I understand. Hello? Okay.
I'm hearing you.
Okay. Now, I get your point. But then, let's say both of them are together. What if it was the man that, of course, would the lady? We're talking about proposal. Of course, she's been found, but she just wants the relationship to get to another level. Now, if she asks the question, like, hey, would you marry me? Does that mean that the man, not, you know, the man is not the one finding the right or the good thing according to the Bible?
Okay, yeah. You can ask a man, but not for the relationship now is getting to a year. I'm not the type of a woman that will want to waste my time over a man because I need a husband. She needs a husband. Because the reply will come out sincerely from the master, whether it's ready in the next 2 years or it's ready within that year. But not to waste much time with one man. Because I'm not that person that is supposed to have married you. You will trade your years away for a man who is not interested in you as regards to be taking care of you.
Okay.
Because women's time fly like a flower.
Okay.
But and even then, they need to be women need to be well taken care of.
Mm.
Not a woman struggling to look
men after as
him.
Well. Come on, let's give these people
so
credit.
So men are not supposed to.
They are human.
They
also need care.
A woman is made from a man, and then they are weaker vessels.
That we know. But when you just come on the radio and say women are supposed to be taking care of, it's just like these men, they don't deserve love and care and to be pampered.
Sarah was looking after now. Sarah had two slaves, servants. It is pretty for that she was not having children. So why should a woman be slaving for a man?
She's We're not queen. Talking about women being thank enslaved you. Right now, but okay, thank you.
Even the Sarah had to take care of Abraham as well.
I support the notion that, hey, treat your wife right, pamper her, treat her as a queen. But women, let's also treat men as kings. I mean, these people are really, really trying. We should appreciate them, pamper them. Okay.
I think when it comes
they go
to
through a lot.
When it comes to treating, it should be balanced.
Yeah.
Because we are humans.
Of course.
Treat me too, I treat you.
Look at this one. This one is looking for who to pay him. All right, we have this text here that reads, about the proposal thing, I actually believe it's okay for a woman to propose. Not only will she know where she stands in the relationship, it's actually something I consider a special. It should be, sorry about that, it shouldn't be so stereotypical. Though some men might feel emasculated by the gesture. Okay, coming from Jamie Akpan. All right. Thanks for that one. 99.3 Nigeria Info, 38 minutes gone past 12. I go by the name of Dad Blessing, your radio girlfriend, and I have Dennis Jimmy in the building.
Yep.
Okay, let's take more calls. Hello? Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. Hello? Aha. Uh-huh. All the people from Malawi. Hello?
Adabeke.
Good morning.
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
How are you?
Fine. Hi. It's Dennis.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Welcome.
How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
And for that lady that spent 8 years with that man.
Yeah.
I think the both of them are not serious.
Hey, why say so?
How can you spend 8 years with a man?
They started in school.
What?
They started in school.
No,
but that's not what we're talking about. That's not what we're talking about today. Today's own, they've been together for 4 years.
Hello, Ada.
Today's own, they've been together for 4 years.
4 years?
Yes, please.
4 years is not bad, but that 8 years own is too much. 4 years, you...
So, what do you think she should do? The lady in the 4 years relationship, should she propose to him?
By that, now the woman supposed to know that that guy is not ready. Like Pastor Ibe said, woman, this thing, it gets time, where time go reach, we don't pass. But that guy can go for any other younger lady. Why must you stay with a man for 4 years? No sign. It's wrong. And for woman proposing to a man, hello, Ada.
Yes. Yeah, you're listening.
For we here in Nigeria, I think we'll never reach that stage. Because I trust our men. Tomorrow you go say, after all, now you come beg, make her marry you.
Not all. What? Not all. Some men, they don't think that way.
Leave that in Nigerian man. I say, for me, as a Nigerian man, we'll never reach that level, I beg. I know men. I'm a man.
You're a man does not mean all men think like you. I know of a guy whose girlfriend, now wife, asked him out. She did. The first day they met at a hotel that she paid for. They had sex first day, and today they are happily married.
A friend of mine.
You will not even know if they don't tell you this story. He respects and worships her.
I thank God for that man, for his understanding. But for a typical Nigerian man, lie, we'll never reach that stage at that. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Hello? I have a friend. Okay.
Oh, sorry about that, yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hello, good evening. I'm just getting...
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please shut your door. Be safe.
Yeah, I'm trying to drive in.
Oh, okay. It's good.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
All right, welcome. Good morning. What's your name?
Priska,
where are you calling from?
Lagos State.
Where in Lagos?
Magudu.
Okay. Wow. Welcome to the show. Talk to us, Priska.
Thank you. So, I heard a lot of people saying the lady shouldn't propose. Why? Dating you for 4 years. Are you serious? It's just so easy for them to say. Mm. Well, even in the Bible, Abigail proposed to David that he should marry her. So, I don't see why the lady shouldn't propose to a guy who she has been dating for 4 years. 4 years is not four. It's not 4 weeks. It's not 4 months. 4 years. So I don't think anything is wrong for the lady to propose at all.
So Priska, you can propose to your man if possible, right?
How can I possibly be dating a man for 4 years without even knowing where we're heading to? It's not even going to happen. I should propose to you in the next 2 years if I think we can continue the relationship.
Okay.
I feel you, sis. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here with you.
All right. I feel you. Trust me. I share your opinion. Yeah, why are you looking at me like that, Dennis? Of course, if I'm with you for 2 years, that's to say we are compatible. These days, you think it's easy to be with someone for 6 months? I kid you not. So after 2 years, bro, where we they go? We they do, I be we know they do. All right, that was on a lighter note. But thank you very much, Priska.
Thank you.
All right. It's good that you're home safely. Let's get to your apartment and shut the doors.
Yeah, I wanted to say something before we pick that call.
Okay.
About a friend of mine who like rightfully talk about, he had sex on the first date.
Yeah.
And right now he's married to this lady. How do you explain that? So I think these things based on individual, you know, understanding, two people involved, you know, if you are compatible to this person, go ahead.
Okay. Very well. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hello. Good morning.
This is Daniel from Ikorodu.
Hi, Dan. Welcome.
Good. Yeah, I just want to contribute quickly.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't even feel like it's even making sense for a lady to propose. I mean, it's awkward.
Okay, why?
Because she's going to look so desperate. Come on, that relationship can't even work.
So for her,
what
to...
our advice is she gives the guy space, like some space. Then if he truly loves her, or if he really wants to work out something with her, then he can, you know, seek for her or something, or look for her.
When you mean space, how much space is enough for a man to actually meet a lady and then go in search for her to want to spend the rest of his life with her? That will not seem as if she's ending the relationship. And when you mean space, should she end the relationship for him to miss her, or should she go on a break?
Let her go on a break. If it means ending the relationship, then fine. Because 4 years is definitely too much, you know.
So what's the duration? Sure. While she's on break, how long should she wait for? A month? 3 months? 6 months? A year?
As long as she can.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, as long as she can.
So, as long as she can.
Yeah, I think that's the best thing to do, because
I actually need an ideal duration. Because, I mean, we're not talking to just this lady. Trust me, there are other ladies that are in similar situationship.
Yeah.
So let's know the duration, the ideal duration, for one to wait for his or her partner to realize themselves and then get back to say, okay, fine, let's work things out. Okay, do well to call us back and give us an answer to that, so we get to understand this. 45 minutes gone past 12. It is still the Soul Therapy segment on the Chart Station. I did say we're going to talk about this for 30 minutes and then we get into today's topic. So let me keep to my words. Before we play you some amazing tunes, Dennis, let's get your take on this subject. Recall that yesterday I said we're going to give our opinion tonight.
Yes. So I think I will go along with Prisca. Fine. For me, if my woman or my lady wants to propose to me, I'm good to go. She can propose to me and would definitely make things work, make things happen with them, probably get married. So I don't think it's wrong. And I don't know why we have to leave this proposed matter for the male alone. Now things are changing.
Okay.
So let the woman propose. In fact, she'll be happy, you know, when she proposes. She'll know how it feels. Imagine a lady propose kneeling down and the man standing. Can you imagine?
I'm not going to kneel.
It will be... Can you?
After I give you ring, bros, you go take a you know, go take. How am I just kidding? Go ahead.
So, like I said, if a lady kneels down and the guy stands, man, it would be a beautiful thing. I haven't seen a video like that, but I look for it.
They're everywhere now.
Oh, probably.
There was one trending, I think, on Instablog 3 days ago, but the guy turned down her proposal.
Wow.
Oh, it was so embarrassing.
Can you imagine?
I felt for her, though, but again, I was happy she did that, because then she realized that, hey, she was just dating herself. There are some things that you just have to take the bold step to do.
Yeah.
Do it so you actually know where you stand.
Yes.
Because you might be there thinking, oh, I am with this guy and someday he's going to propose to me. You're just there working in assumptions. So I think it's ideal for you to satisfy your curiosity. Yeah. I think so. Okay, thank you very much, Dennis. And like I said, obviously, you already know my stand. I don't have a problem with that. I know some people will come after me, Ada, you want us to act like the whites. Nah, we have cultures and traditions that we must follow. It's also our culture and tradition to be working naked. But we choose, no, I am being very serious. We pick civilization. We choose to be wearing clothes. It's in our culture to be using town criers. But we accepted radio. You're listening to me from the comfort of your home. Let's go back to the days of town criers now. So I find it very, very hypocritical for us to pick the ones that we think satisfy our ego and our beliefs and sentiments. And then the rest were like, no, it's not in our tradition. Come on. I don't have a problem with that. If you're in love with someone, heck, go ahead, air your opinion. The worst that can happen is a no. Nothing else. They're not going to kill you for it. You're not going to be beaten for it. Nothing. Just a no. That's the worst, because it's going to put you at a place of hurt. You feel bad. But the good news is, it's only going to be for a while, and you'll be just fine. So I think if you're in a relationship that you want certain about, and you really want to know your stand, go ahead, pop the question. I mean, you've been with this person, you see this person as someone that you want to do forever with. Why can't you express your feelings? Why can't you express yourself in totality? Why hold back some? Okay, I love this person, but I am not going to ask it so I don't come off as being desperate. Are you being desperate to the world? No. If he's going to see you as being desperate, it's just him, right? And your partner is someone that's supposed to see your strength, see your weakness. I mean, see everything about you. That's someone you want to spend eternity with. If I'm in a relationship with a man and it's seeming like he's not ready, or, you know, he's just not there yet. But then this guy is comfortable, and we've been having conversations about our future. He talks to me. He has me in his future plans, his long-term goals. I would just know that, okay, fine. Definitely. It's going to be me, right?
Yeah.
Fine. And I check your financial status. You're good to go. I am also good to go. I feel we can actually start something together. We can start a family. We are both responsible. We can take care of ourselves. And then if we now have a plus one, that's a child.
Yes.
We are good enough to take care of a child.
What's left? Nothing.
I'm going to just ask
family,
you, dude. I'm going to just ask you, dude, what's up? When are we getting married? It's up to you to tag me whatever. But then from your response, I will know if I should sit there, waste my time, or take a queenly word. But hey, queens, if you're with that guy that you're not certain, you're not sure about his feelings for you or his goals, aims, and whatever, I don't see a problem with you asking him about the future. Ask him if you have the money to get a ring or a wristwatch.
Good to
not
go.
The fake one, no. An actual wristwatch.
I say not the fake one.
I am serious. Just get it. Be like, hey, I got you this gift, but before you have it, I want to ask you something. Will you marry me? And if he rejects the gift and tells you no, you're not there. You don't belong there. Take the hurt, take the pain, feel every bit of it, absorb it, cry if you must, and move on. You definitely find someone who will appreciate you. Okay, but if he gives you concrete reasons, valid reasons why it's not you, but it's gonna be you, gives you a time frame, both of you are in a relationship, talk about it, work things out, and patience is a virtue. Thank you very much. 52 minutes gone past 12. Right about now, I want us to listen to a song that I have a theme for. This one is All of Me. It is a hit song by American singer John Legend from his fourth studio album, Love in the Future. Enjoy this. We'll be right back.
Your number one station for talk. 99.3. Let's talk.
Welcome back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is the Soul Therapy segment on the chart station with Ada Blessing, your radio girlfriend. And I am with Dennis Jimmy. This beautiful Thursday morning, 9 minutes gone past one. And I want us to talk about the second topic. So I did say we'll be having two topics tonight. Okay. So we're talking about heartbreak right now. And let me read this out. Adar, I need words of encouragement from you and the callers. I ended my relationship of almost 4 years because he was cheating. I feel lonely, sad, and heartbroken. I don't have anyone to talk to. This heartbreak thing is not for the weak. I pray I find the strength to move on. I am trying so hard to move on, but nothing is working. Looking back to the memories we both shared, tears will just start rolling down. I never cheated in that relationship. I was loyal. Please, how do I get over him? What do I do? I need help. I can't even lie. When I saw this, I was like, now wow. Anyway, the Chat Station family members, we trust you all to do justice to this. I mean, this feeling is something I never wish anyone to experience. If your heart has never been broken, you might not understand, but I've been there. Like, you'll not be hungry. You can go days without thinking of food. And it's even worse when you don't have someone around you.
Yeah.
All you do wake, that's if you even try to sleep. You sleep for a few hours. You wake up with a heavy heart. You're just there. All you do is cry. Stalk them on social media. Check if they're happy without you. Give yourself reasons to move on. Give yourself reasons not to. Look for ways to blame yourself. What did I do wrong? How do I get it right? All right, can you just give me a chance? Let's just work this out. Like, it's all going to mess you up. I've been there. So reading this, I was like, come on, sis. Okay, so we're asking, how do you overcome heartbreak? And how do you let go of someone you love? And you listening, when your heart was broken, how did you get over that feeling? What did you do? Tell us the things you did to help you get over that feel and to help you forget about that person that you once loved. Let's talk about this. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. The WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Please, please, let's talk to her. Hello?
Finally, thank God.
He said, finally,
Ada,
thank God.
How are you doing?
Ada is fine.
Well, my name is Williams, calling from First Bank.
Okay, Williams, welcome.
You don't know how much I've been trying to call you guys, like, see you, like, forever. I overheard what you said regarding the situation of that lady. It's painful, like, you know, somebody spending much of a time like that in a relationship, and then the other person is not valuing the person.
We're done with the 4 years relationship. We're not talking about heartbreak.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. Go ahead then. Hello? Oh dear. Hello, are you there?
Oh.
Yeah? Oh, sorry, dear. You have to give us a call back if you can. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
This to be from FaceTime.
Okay, you're welcome.
By the show that I'm listening to, it's not that the the men is not okay in Nigeria, but the female, they
no,
are
no, no, we're done with that. Help. We're done with that. We're talking about heartbreak. We want you to talk to a sister. Yeah, she's asking you.
Heartbreak of, the outbreak of love in Nigeria comes from female gods.
That's not what we're talking about. Okay, have you ever been heartbroken?
Yeah, of course.
So tell us, what did you do to get over that heartbreak?
Wow, I when I was trying to come over the girl, because she have someone outside already, which I know.
Okay.
Because when female is going around guy, if you don't want to go more with that guy, you should cut off about the relationship.
Okay.
But sometimes some other girl brings or whatever they want to get from the guy.
We know that some ladies cheat, but we want to know the things you did to get over her. What were you doing that period to forget about her?
I just feel like someone's hunting outside after one baby. The guy should try to withdraw himself now if he's a good guy. So I withdraw myself. I can't keep myself at earlier time.
Okay.
So, after all, the girl left after 5 years or some time.
She left you after 5 years?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really worry about her. Sometimes I send money to her and all that.
Wow.
So, she was surprised that I'm still working. So, she brought her sister to me because her mother is late already. So, along the line, I don't go crazy about what she's doing. Because when she was pregnant, I believe that I do all my best. Because she was telling me that maybe abort or whatever. I told her I don't do.
She was pregnant for you?
Yeah, and then she gave her the baby.
Okay.
So I summoned courage to just stand as a father. And I meet her father that this is what I need, that they should have time for me. Do you believe after 3 months, this girl left because her sister advisor? So after that 5 years, they now started coming around and begging me. And I know that she has someone outside.
After five years?
Yeah, and I cut off my mind that, please, I don't go far about that. Because, moreover, I didn't know that she has someone outside. But, moreover, think of love. Will make sense all go. And I let it go that, since I know that I have somebody. And I quit. So now I can feel okay to talk to my daughter on phone, probably.
Okay.
Tomorrow,
okay.
I don't talk to her, but I cut her off because I don't want to do. Because there's nothing in love that you cannot withdraw yourself from danger. But some other guy doesn't really know that until they've been in the show.
Okay.
Check your brain when you're going wrong.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling.
That's what I really have on.
Thank you. Wow. I actually picked one keynote. There is no amount of love that you have for someone that you can withdraw when you want to do it hard. But hey, that's the sad reality.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Morning. How are you?
God bless you. I'm fine. God bless you and your colleague, Dennis.
Good morning.
I greet both of you. This program is really interesting. I love it. I've been listening.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm not trying to draw you back from the first topic. But I want to, come back on that first topic. Hello?
No, but we're done with it. We're done with it.
Huh?
All right, let's just give you 30 seconds, quickly.
Hello?
Hello?
I can hear you.
Let's give you 30 seconds, quickly.
Okay, so I want to correct some people's mentality, where they think, where they reason. How can you say, because a woman has been waiting for a man for 8 years, and then you conclude that maybe the man is not interested. What if the man is not financially buoyant enough to do what he's supposed to do? That is because of one reason or the other. When he kills himself, so it's unfair.
Okay, thank you.
Hello?
Thank you. Point noted. We did say we're going to give you 30 seconds, all right? Okay, let's get back to the topic. We're talking about heartbreaks, and most of us, we've been there. We've experienced it, and today we are actually happy. We're talking about it and smiling, but we want to know the things you did to get over that feeling, let us know. Hello?
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 Yeah, I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you.
Okay. Hello?
I'm hearing you.
Please, can you speak up?
Okay, I said the first thing any heartbroken should do is to preoccupy your mind by reading a novel.
Okay.
Or reading Christian literature book. And then...
What if the person is not a Christian?
Mind. Hello?
What if the person is not a Christian?
No, I mean novel. I said novel. I didn't say Christian book. I said any novel book.
You said novel or any Christian...
Novel. Any book to read.
Okay.
As regards to novel, any article, publication.
Okay.
Then if the person is a Christian, he could read Christian literature. But the most important thing is that the doctor said that will help you to remove your mind from thinking it over and over again.
Mm.
Because it will be injuring your body and your mind and your heart.
True that.
So the best way is to do physical exercise that will take your attention. If you can play long tennis, if you can play basketball, exercise yourself. So by the time you come back home, you'll be a little bit tired. You can just sleep off. So by the time you do that in less than two weeks, you will just forget. And then think that the person who broke your heart, it made all things work out for good. It might be God's intention not for you to suffer the consequences of the near future of that mad downfall.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, I thank you very much. Hello? Hello? Sorry about that. Call us back if that was you. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Anna. Good morning.
Hello, good morning, morning, Mr. Jeff.
Hola, Dennis. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Anna?
Yes, Jeff.
My sister. God, go help her. Let me know how to tell her I'll be safe. Personally, making you say, I'm waiting life got to offer. Be that. Matter as you say, you love person, wish, you get certain time, heartbreak must ever come. As it don't come, normally, for me, my advice I'll give up, I'm making you say, making fine in yourself, making love in yourself first, making put in yourself first. And for that guy, very broken heart, the guy himself, they happy. So if they sad, the guy they happy. Now himself she they do. The best now say make him try to be better than when in day with the guy. And when the guy see and make guy feel say, see this fine girl I miss you due to my cheating a bit. Make him even day lesser than waiting the guy leave him for. Make him encourage himself to be better more than where the guy leave him. So for me, if he take that step and see saying get brighter future. And once you end for me personally when you come outside from heartbreak. Every woman being get future plan, and that future plan might be the aim of your vision. Once you keep looking at that your vision, no matter the circumstances, you're supposed to feel past too because you get where you're headed to. So make him look towards his vision and his plan. Make him first come out marriage out. What he really want for her life. If he really needs success for life and a future plan to go to, he will easily get out. But if he thinks say marriage might be number one priority, at the end he will get that wrong. Make him just look in future plan and make him just walk through him. He will get out of that heartbreak.
Okay.
My advice for him. God bless him.
All right.
I wish him the very best.
Thank you very much. I overcome heartbreaks by listening to Frankie J's song called How to Deal. Please, Hada, play this sweet, amazing song. What I did to forget heartbreak was to delete everything deletable about the Babel, blocked on all blockable social media, and put Justice Boy Chris Brown on repeat. See, that song got content. Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
Oh, my name is Olalekan.
Your name is?
Olalekan.
Olalekan. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, welcome.
I'm happy to be part of this program tonight.
Okay. Glad you're here now.
I About the heartbroken.
Yes, sir.
It's a very technical thing. Because I can say to you that you...
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah. A lot of people, due to this heartbroken, a lot of people get into depression.
True, very true.
Yeah. I'm one of the circumstances of that.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Mm.
I've recently
been there.
Just started to be listening to your program.
Okay.
And I'm happy to be part of this program tonight.
All right, welcome.
About the topic you are treating, that same thing happened to me. The same way it happens to me. And I tried as much as possible. Is it that thing is in the two ways. It can come, it can happen to a lady, it can happen to a guy. So whichever person that happens to, you just have to take it out. So my fellow brother that just called earlier on, when it happens to me, the first thing I did is to pick myself up first.
Okay. And how long did that take you?
Even up to now, as I speak to you, you know, that time will still come to you. You just have to weigh it off. Because there's no way. We will have shared a lot of things together.
Mm.
Both physically and spiritually.
Mm.
But yeah, then what you just have to do is keep that aside you and be focused. There's no way to not weigh you down. For like 3 weeks or 1 month, I couldn't do anything. Day and night, I was thinking. Because I was like, where do I start from? Where do I start from? That's the question. This is somebody that our program is on ground. Just a month before our introduction.
Mm. Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh dear.
So it's either way, but to anybody that this kind of thing happens to, first and foremost, just have it at the back of your mind, that bet is not meant for you.
Mm.
That's one. Secondly, pick yourself up and be a better person. 3 months after that time, when your other friends start seeing me, I'm surprised, is this Lakon that we used to know?
What pick happened after up. 3 months?
Yes, of course. Yes, after 3 months. I've seen in another dimension. It's not as if I have somebody at that moment in time. But it was different game entirely from what they have used to be. This is another person entirely. That era has passed.
You upgraded? More happier.
But that feeling is still there.
Mm.
There is no way. Because it's a wound that cannot be healed easily. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you so much. And
wow.
Thanks for being honest. Some people would just hide under the umbrella of, it happens, last week, you're right, I move. But he was, you know, he was detailed about everything.
Mm. And I feel for him.
Oh my,
can you imagine, like, diamond it?
Hello?
God knows best. Yes, hello, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, what's your name?
This is Sam.
Sam, welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Concerning the topic, the heartbreak stuff.
Yeah?
I think I experienced it when I was in my year one in university.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Young guy, I got into school. First week of resumption, I fell in love with one lady like that.
Hey, first week, okay.
First week of resumption. No, I was a class rep, so everybody came to me and I saw her and I liked her and said it from there. Third month of resumption, my heart was broken.
Okay.
So, as in it affected me, I almost dropped out of school. So all I did at that time was I actually cried. I felt bad for like, let's say, I think about a month. I mean, literally, I felt bad. No matter what, she was my faculty, my department. So I see her almost every day in class. So all I did at that point was make a better self, make myself better about that, and mingle with friends, because I knew that anytime I sit down alone, I remember the whole thing. You know,
yeah.
We went here, we did this, we did that. So I started hanging out with friends, and whenever I want to be alone, I know I want to do something positive for myself.
Mm.
After a while, the whole feeling started wearing off bit by bit, bit by bit. But the truth is, it took time. I mean, it took years for me to just forget the whole thing. I mean, it took time. But I survived everything properly.
Wow. Oh, dear. Thanks for sharing. So basically, she should be around people more.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Thank you. I totally can relate. I recall back then in my university, my first heartbreak.
Mm.
I think I was in my final, my final year. A week to my final exams, like second semester, final exams to be done with the university, and then he served me breakfast. I felt like I was going to die. And you know what's so crazy, I was living with parents, and then I wasn't bold enough to let my mom or my dad or even my older brother know what was wrong with me. I mean, how old was I to go tell them I had a boyfriend that, you know, is no longer interested in me? They just beat that spirit of love out of me. So I was enduring everything, and my parents actually thought I was sick, very sick, because my mom would now serve food I had no appetite at all to eat. And she would be like, "Are you okay?" I was like, "I think it's malaria. They got drugs for me." You know, at home now, you cannot. Some people though, but my home, I was taking malaria drugs and I was not sick. Because you have to. My mom actually knows that I'm not a drug person. So she was watching me take it. I swallow it, get to school, and cry. I had two best friends then, so they knew what's up. My friend, she was always there after lectures. Okay, after exams, just exam period, I would go to her bunk, the hostel. I would just stay there, cry till evening, go back home, be around people who didn't even know I was dying.
Wow.
My siblings, everyone would be just saying I was just so sober. My mom would be like, "Is it your turn to sweep the house or take care of the dishes?" You know, when you're pain but you're still suffering at home. Anyway, I didn't blame them. I didn't tell them what I was going through. So it was actually very hard faking being okay at home when deeply you are dying. It was so hard to deal with. Because even if we're in the same town, but the distance was much. It's just like him staying on the island and I was on the mainland. So we're not even seeing each other, but we were worshipping the same church. So it was very hard for me. I'll go to church, I'll see him. Okay. Life happens, And I did that for 3 months. Injury was still there, and you know what was so painful? We were still friends on social media. He wasn't the social media type, so he wasn't posting pictures and stuff, but the girl he was with was always posting pictures of both of them, and she was tagging him. And you know Facebook, if they tag your friend, you will see the post. So I was seeing everything. It was messing me up. And my friend was like, unfriend this guy now. Take him off your list. I was like, no, it's not my thing to, you know, just take people off. So I now avoided Facebook. I think that was what I did. So 3 to 5 months, I was still feeling the same way. I'm naturally not a fat person, but then I was very, very skinny. I was a size 6 when that happened. I dropped to 4. I was very skinny. My mom at some point was like, "Are you sick? Like, what's really wrong with you?" She started giving me drugs, all this multivitamins to be okay. So she just felt it was the whole school stress. And she was like, finally, you're done with school. Now you can rest, eat, and have your body back. But I was eating, but I wasn't okay. And it was even worse that my friend that, not really my friend, she used to be my brother's friend, but we got so close as she was always coming to the house. She was the one visiting more often, like in a week. I think she was coming to my house, I think 5 times. So she was now like a friend. I told her everything. She started coming even more. Now, not for my brother, but for me. She would just buy me stuff. She'd be like, what do you want? I'm coming to the house in the evening. Do you need anything? She was just buying me stuff to just for me to be okay. Then she would come, stay geezed, try to talk me out of it, bring movies on her phone for us to watch. She was just trying to be there. She wasn't my friend, my elder brother's friend. Way older than me, but she came down to my level to get me out of that mood. And 2-3 months later, she died. It was like my world was coming to an end. You know when you're still nursing the pain of heartbreak and then the new friend was trying to replace, just trying to be there. A girl though, she now died. Another pain. So I just knew that Calabar wasn't it for me again. Yeah, because my 2 other friends were also done. The other one left for Lagos, and the other one left, where did she go to? I think Gondo State. So I had no friend at all. My 2 friends traveled. My brother's friend that now became my friend now died. I just woke up one day and I lied to my parents that I had an audition in Lagos. I am serious. Like, that was how I got over it. I had an audition in Lagos, and that was my friend, one of my best friends, that left school. When she was done, she now came back to Lagos because it was a Lagos base. I just hit her up. I was like, can I put up with you and your parents? And she was like, cool, my parents are cool. And my parents were never going to buy that, especially my dad. So I had to lie that it was an audition. And then I came, a movie audition, came to Lagos, stayed with her for a week. Same week, God was just too faithful. I got a job. So I was busy. I started working. Started meeting people. Started doing movies, actually, and video vixens. It wasn't really my calling, but I just wanted to be busy. So that went on for about 8 months. And NYSC came. I had to return back to Good Serve. It was during the service that he now hit me up. That was like after a year. And trust me, I was still very much single. Not like people were not approaching, but I think I was still trying to heal. And he got back, apologized. And the love was still there. And it was genuine. There was no one. So I took him back, but it wasn't real. It wasn't the same. I just knew that, nah, it's not working, bro. Let's not do this. So that was how we now parted ways amicably. Now we talk as friends. Like, I never ever thought that the guy that caused me that much pain was going to be someone I can confide in today and who can also confide in me. Now he calls me to tell me deep secret, tells me about stuff, about his family, like a lot. And the girl he loved me for is now married. So things do happen, my dear. I understand how you feel. I have been, you don't even want to hear the second story. I just have a problem with staying at the same city after a breakup. Same thing, the second one. He greatly contributed in me leaving Delta. It's like, nah, I can't stay here. Nah, I can't. So yeah, things like this do happen. We've been there. But all you have to do is be around people. It's difficult, especially when that person was everything you had, when you were very faithful.
Yeah.
It's very hard. And it's even worse when you don't have people around you. So now you have to be more open. Your phone, you have people hitting you, people that just want to talk to you. So I think now is the time for you to be more open to conversations, reply DMs. That person that is liking you, don't put them off totally. Keep them as friends. The little effort of starting all over, I'm not saying starting a new relationship, but just starting a conversation with a new person, getting to know what the person is into, where the person is from, the person's age, you know, just like you're starting a new relationship, but just getting to know that person. It can be exciting. Though you feel pain, you feel hurt, you might not find it interesting, but when you try it, you discover that it's quite interesting and exciting. Start talking to someone new, or more people, ladies, men, try and go out some more. Staying at home will so not help you. It will not solve a thing. It will only extend the duration of the pain you feel. And the more you sit at home, think and cry, it's going to affect your health.
You're sad.
But it's okay to cry, don't get me wrong. You want to take a whole day to cry, cry to your satisfaction. Now, one good thing with crying for a long period of time is after you're done, you now feel sleepy, feel tired. You deserve that rest. When you are awake, another thing I do when I find myself in that situation, I write a lot. Get a jotter. That's what I do. Sometimes the urge of wanting to reach out to that person will hit you to be so strong that you feel if you don't do it, you're going to die. Your heart is going to fall off. Now, what I do, I ask myself, if I call this person, what do I want to say? I'll just start having a conversation with myself. Okay, I'll call this person. Hi, what's up? Okay, just want to hear from you. The person would just be like, okay, I am fine. Are you okay? That's if the person is still caring. Some people that are not will be like, okay, I'm fine. Is that all? All right, bye. You know, I give myself such responses and then I'm like, nah, this will only make me feel worse. So what do I do? It sounds a little bit, do I say childish or what? So what I do is I bring up my jotter. I write down the things he has done in the past to hurt me. During relationships, of course, both of you have wronged each other at some point, apologize, get back and all that. All the lies he told, the things he did, I just list them. So whenever I have that urge to call, I go through them. Number one, he lied to me about this. Number two, he did this. Number three, you know, when you're constantly reading the person's deeds that caused you pain, there will be this level of hatred is a strong word. Hate is a strong word, rather. But there will be this feeling of pain again. Like, no, why am I going back to this person that did all this to me? You see that for that moment, you overcome that urge of wanting to hear from the person. And while you feel that way, go out, call a friend. What's up? Are you free? Go out with that fear. That's what I do. You see that over time, it will die off. Listen, that they say out of sight is not out of mind. It's a lie, yo. Out of sight gradually to be out of mind. I kid you not. It will definitely take a while, but it's something that you can do. I've done it. You can do it. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, what's your name?
Yeah, this is Ifeanyi.
Ifeanyi, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
I don't have much to say. Well, I've been in that relationship like 3 to 4 consecutive times.
Wow.
I actually don't want to go into details, but the best thing I did was to just move on.
How did you move on?
Okay, first and foremost, I try as much as possible to stay away from those people who I broke up with or who broke up with me. not the first thing I did. I do away with them, like put away their contact, WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram, everything. And that was the first thing I did. And then the second thing I did was I kept myself very, very busy. I mean, kept myself very occupied, so I never had that time to think about it. So I guess if she can do that, it will help.
Okay.
Presently, I'm not in any relationship, and I don't think I will be even in the next 5 years.
Why? 5 years, that's a lot.
The reason why I said so is because the very last one, actually, I did a lot. A whole lot. I don't want to start mentioning. But I know I did a lot. But at the end of the day, she was telling me that she just take me as a friend. Just a friend. Nice one, wow. Which I took to almost all my friends, and I introduced her to them. That this the person I'm with. And that was what she told me at the end of the day.
Oh, dear.
So, and that was the very last one. So, I just decided on my own. I said, okay, yeah, let me, you know, beat myself. I guess that's what I need to do. So, by God's grace, I'm doing that now. And
wow, sorry about that.
So, that's it.
Okay, thanks for sharing. Okay. Wow. Good morning, Ada Blessing and Dennis. Love no be fight or heartbreak no be person mate. I don't chop and tire, but the best way to get over it is to dust yourself up and add value to yourself. Okay, this comment just cracked me up. All right. Morning to everyone. So long you are into a relationship that you take so close to heart, you'll not be able to put away the thought of heartbreak. It's not easy at all. Every second that passes, my heart beats about it. I had to change church because of it. One thing is certain, time heals. 2017 was an unforgettable year, and I had it again 2019 and 2020. But after all, my heart is strong. My heart is strong. Okay. Thanks to understanding friends, Patrick from Akute. Now my exes are coming back to me like nothing had happened, having guilt, though, and regret. Patrick, it happens, my dear. When they go out and they try other people, then they realize that you are actually better than the people they thought were better than you. It happens. Ada, I've been there. Was dating this lady for a year and 3 months. We never had issues. She sent me an SMS that I'm a good guy, that blah blah blah. She doesn't think we should continue. Mine wasn't easy because we worked in the same environment, couldn't avoid her. But what I did was to block her lines and did not talk to her for a whole year. After I was done healing, walked up to her and told her I'd forgiven her. I felt relieved. Today we are good friends. Please let her stick around people and just read self-development books. I hope this helps. Slender V. Really not easy. Okay, 48 minutes gone past one. This is The Chat Station with Ada Blessing and Dennis. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Ada.
Good morning. What's your name?
Hello?
We can hear you. Okay. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Joseph.
Okay, Joe.
So, well, about the heartbreak.
Yeah.
It's a tough one because my story is a critical one. I was trying to get into university for 4 years, trying to write jam, and it didn't work out. So I got into a tutorial center and I was actually lecturing people.
Okay.
Then I came across this girl. She was tall, black, and again, beautiful. And we hooked up. I brought her home. She met my mom. She met my dad. She became family. And she talked about me about school and encouraged me to get back to school. Then I go back to school, like we both got back to school together because she was getting to school. Then we reached out to school, like Open University. And the first year, the second year, everybody knew us, everybody in the street knew about our togetherness and our love life. Then first year, first semester, third year, she came one day to the house and she said that her mom was trying to hook her up with a friend from Mozambique. It was funny. Okay. I was like, I don't understand. And she said, like, she still doesn't understand it. And funny enough, she's her dad too, like the first girl in the family.
Okay.
You know? Mm. And probably the first girl, the firstborn.
Okay.
So she was pressured about it. And I asked her, so what are we going to do? Will you pack all your things and come and live with us? Because my parents will welcome you. They've welcomed us already. And they were actually looking at a brighter future for us. She was trying to see how we could stay together. But unfortunately, her parents were more powerful than me, you know. She got married to the Mozambique man. And right now they have, her first issue with twins, two girls, you know. But my life was not the same again, based on relationship. And my friends and family members were actually making jest of me because her name was Favor. So they were like, guy, you didn't sit down for here because you can't carry your favor good.
Wow.
And I was receiving this all the time. I couldn't love again. I couldn't believe any other thing someone tells me about love. You know, I was so hurt that I didn't want to get back to any relationship. I didn't want to get involved with any other person because I feel that something is going to come up and this person is going to leave. My kind of person, I love like a fool. I know men, we're not meant to actually do that, but sorry, I believe in love. I love like a fool. If I love you, I can drop my own stuff and focus on your own stuff, you know, and try to see how you could grow your own stuff. And it got me so bad that I just got one mentality, and that mentality just ended with heartbreak. It was, okay, maybe Favor was a version of 0.2. Maybe there's a higher version that's coming over, just like the way we have new versions of iPhones, you know?
Okay.
So why would I have to just crash? Then, well, there's something better awaiting for me in the future. And with that, I just stepped up. But I never go back to a relationship. Even till date, all I do is I improve myself more. I make myself more expensive.
So
know?
For how long have you been single?
Hello?
How long have you been single?
Well, I've been single for like 6 years now.
Wow.
Straight up. 6 years straight up. And I'm fine. I have friends. I have people I call and say hi to. But I'm not together with nobody. Like, nobody calls me and say, hi, baby, what's up? Nobody. And I'm cool with it, but I will want to have if I see a girl that will propose to me, I will respect that and love her, you know. But life is what it is. It is what it is. So I'll just keep on moving on, keep on, because I believe that ladies would definitely identify with greatness. I don't need to go hunt or go say, I want to go look for a girlfriend or go and look for someone to get married. No. Build up yourself. The more you build up yourself, the more your light begins to shine. And as you do that, you see naturally people want to identify with you.
Right.
And from there, you can definitely see, like, who is there for the money, who is there for your services, because she that wants to be with you will also take your stuff like her own too.
Yeah.
She will also want to push what you are doing. Okay?
Mm.
And a lady coming to your life and pushing your stuff, your business is her business, your doings is her doings. Man, as a man, I would want to leave that lady.
Okay.
Because she's all about me.
All right then.
You know? Yeah.
Thank you very much for calling and sharing this.
Okay, thank you, Adair.
All right. Oh dear. 6 years.
Wow.
That's quite a long time. But it happens though, for real. There are some people that you just be with, and if you're not with them, you just feel you've lost your soulmate. But that's not often the case. You might actually meet someone better. I like the fact that his mentality has changed.
Mm-hmm.
He's beginning to see favor, like, you know, a version of a person whose higher version is yet to come.
Yeah.
That he will soon meet. Okay, interesting. So sorry about that. Call us if that was you. 55 minutes gone past one. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Ada.
Yes, please.
This is DJ Constance.
DJ Constance, good morning, welcome. Please turn off your radio.
You are speaking about heartbreak.
Yes, how to get over it.
Let me give you 2 minutes of my own situation.
Okay.
There was a time that I was working with the only private institution in Liberia called Monrovia. So we... There was a girlfriend and myself were like, we're teaming up together presenting a program called Free Home Drive, 4-7. And what you see the caregivers is doing, we were like that and got very popular. 2 years later, my mother was then living that time.
Okay.
Welcome us and said she enjoyed on the program. The girlfriend thing was like, any, we should have to get married. So in the process, a guy who was working with another registration with a government-owned registration, and that girl, he interviewed the girl on his program, and finally, they fell in love.
Okay.
So she was not like, come to my own program regularly. She asked for her own program on the radio, and she was presenting a program called Issue in the Press. So it was like a separating thing. So one day I called her and said, how far is this thing going? Are you going to accept what my mother decided for us to do? He said, no. And DJ Constance, you know, and I'm in love with Jesse Whoop, and we can't take this thing any longer. I said, wow. But we graduated together, and we planned something together. Just we started working together, presenting the same program. And this girl got married. But I just got to know this year she died anyway. She got married.
Oh, no.
And up to now, I'm still single. So I grew up with that attitude. Every time I listen to the KKS, my mind go right back to my own, you know, girl and myself presenting a program. That heartbreak, I grew up with it until... just this year when she died before I lose my mind for her.
Wow. So sorry about that, man.
Yeah. So that's terrible. My own heartbreak was... Good day.
All right, thank you so much for calling DJ Constance, and good day. 58 minutes gone past one. Sadly, that's as much call we can take. So, sweetheart, I've shared my story with you, and I think right now all you have to do is give yourself some space.